one direction. I'm heading to Orlando tomorrow, so Baruch Hashem.
And we'll dedicate tonight's shir.
Shir is dedicated in Refuah Shlema for Chaim Tzvi Ben Chaya Tova, my brother Chaim, who is undergoing heart surgery as we speak. So please, every word of Torah has incredible schusim. And if we have time at 9:26 when we end, maybe we'll say a kapitel of Tehillim. And any all questions, except for the ones that come from Orlando, I'll be happy to answer. Okay? I will try my best. Talking about the Koach of Torah, first of all, the memories, looking at some Miami faces, which right now is my own, and Rabbi Schwartz, and Yoni, Baruch Hashem, and David. We look back at war memories. Every one of us in the yeshiva has a part of the history of the building of the yeshiva, the unfolding of the developments of the yeshiva. Rabbi Schwartz now has the schus of being the steward to help it continue to grow, to reach new generations, to reach new plateaus. And Baruch Hashem, they're doing an amazing job there, and anyone and everyone that can participate and be involved in yeshiva at any level is a schus for you, and it's a schus for the yeshiva, and it gives chizuk to the rebbeim and to the members of the community. A quick story before I start. You know, today I had my COVID shot. So when I had COVID. And when I got, you know, David remembers that I couldn't make the bracha of the b'samim on Motzi Shabbos because I lost my sense of smell. So my wife says to me, I lost my sense of smell and I lost my sense of humor. And my sense of smell has come back. So I appreciate everybody's patience. There's a story I want to start off with. This is a true story. I heard this story from Rabbi Avram Stuhlberger in Los Angeles. On the Motzi Shabbos, he was speaking on behalf of the yeshiva. And he said that Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer was at the end of his life, and he was asked by a Bar Mitzvah Bacher's father, the Bar Mitzvah Bacher's father, to give a bracha to his Bar Mitzvah boy on Friday. He gives him a beautiful bracha. He purposefully didn't invite him to the Bar Mitzvah because he didn't want to be matriachim. Shabbos morning, Rabbi Isser Zalman shows up at this Bar Mitzvah, and the father of the boy says to Rabbi Isser Zalman, I'm sorry that I was matriach. I'm so pleased the Rosh Yeshiva could come, but I'm sorry that the Rosh Yeshiva was matriach the Rosh Yeshiva to come this far out of his way to participate in this Bar Mitzvah. So Rabbi Isser Zalman says to his father, I didn't come here because of you. I came here because of that boy, that bacher. So why? That bacher reminded me, it was like yesterday, I held this bacher in my hands as a sandik, and now it's 13 years later and the time is going by so fast. He said these words, I got a sense of urgency in me and I decided I'm going to work on something and I did tshuva. And it's because of that boy, I owe him a sense of Hakar Satov, and I'm here for him. That's why I took the trip. Come back from this particular trip to Los Angeles, and I happened to see Rabbi Malkiel Cutler, and I said to him, I sound like a big shot, I said to him, today is the Elta Zeta's yard site. He says, how'd you know that? Said, okay, tell me about this story. Can you authenticate the story? He says, a true story. So the family's last name is Eisen. He told me the boy's first name. I said, okay, it's very nice. Tell me something. It's a creative question. The Shiva doesn't have to answer it. But I want to know, is this young man still alive? He says, yeah, he's still alive. So what's going to happen after 120 years? He goes up to the Shemayim and he gets credit for, he learned Koveya Itim. He was Osek in business practices with honesty and integrity. And the Malach says to him, and that piece, that shtickle Torah in that Eben HaEzel that you inspired, that piece, you get credit for. I said, can the Rosh Yeshiva answer me, does he get credit for the inspiration? After all, the kid didn't do anything. The kid just laid in the arms of Rabbi Isser Zalman. We hope that's all he did. And he somehow got inspiration on his own. Does that young boy, now grown to be a man, reaching up to his, does he get credit for that piece of Torah? So Malkiel thought and thought and thought. And he said, yes, he gets credit. Okay. I was troubled by it a little bit. I told certain people what the Reshiva Malkiel said, and they said, it can't be. And they had all kinds of kashas and rayas, and bring me a raya. Tonight, I want to propose this piece of Gemara, which I believe it's to be a proof, but a yesod about the power of Hashpa. Imagine, a baby doing nothing can gain that power of Hashpa, of influencing a Godel HaDor by doing nothing. It's an amazing thing, but it needs to be understood and it needs to be developed. And when we understand the koach of Torah, we understand the ashpa of Torah, it will change our way of thinking. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Brachos on Nun Beis, Amud Beis. So he says, Rav Chiyas Barashi says in the name of Rav, Sholosh Tekifos Hain. There were three cases where the word takif applies. Takif means immediacy. Takif means automatically. You do A, it causes B, a connectivity. Takif is a tricky word. The three of them are that takif l'smicha shchita. Some people, when they get smicha, they perform a shchita, but that's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is that when a person's makriv a carbon, he can't start schmoozing. That act of being somech, of placing his hands on that animal and somehow converting that energy for kapara purposes, has to be followed immediately, takef, with the shechita. Okay. Takef l'geula tefillah, says the Gemara, the second one. You're davening, you get Baruch HaTov Hashem, Go'al Yisrael, no hesitation, no interruption, not allowed to be hesach hadas, you must immediately start with Hashem Sefer Say Titoch or Kishem Hashem Ekor, depending on what Shachris, Mincha, Marv, whatever the case is. Takev L'Geula Tefillah. Okay, we get that. And the third one is when a person's washing for Mayim Achronim after a meal. Takev L'Natila Shedayim Brocha. You wash your hands Mayim Achronim. You must not be Mesiach Das. You have to have you're benching right away, you're not allowed to have shmooze, you're not allowed to talk, maybe according to some shittas, whatever, it has to be immediate. Take it, says the Gemara, in the name of Abaya, number four, Af, Anu, Namar, I have a fourth one, and these are the words, I'm going to tell you what the words are, it's really strange. Take it, L'talmidei Chachamim Bracha. Immediately, something to Talmidei Chachamim, doesn't define exactly what, bracha ensues, bracha follows immediately. Now you might think, I do something for a Talmud Chacham, he's going to give me a bracha. But that's not takif. It's not immediate. It's not necessarily the same. It doesn't make sense. So you look at Rashi a little bit. Rashi says that you're doing an act of chesed for a Talmud Chacham. It's ma'archo, means you invite him into your home, or machabdo. You do something to a Talmud Chacham, it brings bracha. What that means, we'll try to explain. But it happens immediately. Okay? So the question we're trying to ask is, we understand the immediacy in the first three. Abaya seems to be saying the fourth one fits into that same set of takif. And we don't know exactly what that is and why that is. What's the pshat in this takif? Okay? So we see there's an action. Then we see an immediate result in transformation, but we don't see that number four. Even according to Rashi, and Bibsok Beso. Okay? Is that the action? What's the consequence? So I believe the pshat is that Torah is the bracha. It's not the bracha that the Talmud Chacham gives. than any action done to help, build, support, strengthen Torah, creates a force of bracha, creates something incredibly powerful. When I was in Miami years and years ago, pre-COVID, we took a group of young men in the senior class to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Mandel and I think it was just the two of us. Okay, and by the way, before that trip, I used to have a black beard. But it was an amazing trip. We went to a person whose name was Rabbi Mordechai Zuckerman. The Rabbi Luban introduced us to, and we went to see him, and Rabbi David Chadish lived me well, and Rabbi Luban learned with him. He was an Ister. He was a person that was not known well. He was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. And he asked us a question. He said, what is the pshat that in the time of the Mashiach, Hashem is going to feed the tzaddikim of that generation, is going to feed them the fish called the Leviosa. There were two huge behemoth fish, two huge fish that were put into the world in the Sheshimei Bereshis. And Hashem saw they were going to destroy the world if they kept them alive, and he took one away. Doesn't say it was the male or the female. Okay. And he saved that fish for the time the Mashiach comes that the tzaddikim should have and partake of that fish. Answer Mordechai Zuckerman, there's a lot of fish in the sea. The Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't have to take that fish for thousands of years and put it away. I'm assuming he has freezers and everything, but take the fish at the time. What are you doing? What's the pshat? His answer is so profound. His answer is so insightful. He said, the world before Chet, before Adam and Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the world was pure. The world was perfect. The air was different. The food tasted different. The ocean, everything was different. That deliciousness of the beauty of the world before Chet was the world Hashem wanted tzaddikim to taste before the Mashiach comes, or while the Mashiach comes. Because that's going to be the Chadei Shemenu Kekedim, to understand perfection. Perfection. Then Mordechai Zuckerman says, with a beautiful twinkle in his eye, said, you know what else wasn't affected by the Chet of Adam Rishon? Torah. Torah was created before Sheshimei Bereshis, and Hashem used it to be the architectural blueprints for the world. The world can affect Torah. Torah can affect the world. The deliciousness, the power, the perfection, the sanctity of Torah is so profound that a person that learns Torah becomes a different being. I would like to suggest a credible chiddush here that you don't only have to learn Torah to get the power of bracha, of perfection. You are ma'archo, you take a Talmud Chacham, you support him, you mechabed him, you do something. Anything you do to Torah, take it for the Talmud Chacham, is bracha. That bracha is perfection, is the world that once was and Mr. Shem will be, and as we see now in the world getting more and more crazy, what we need and want and desire for the Ikvus of the Mashiach, that is what Torah is. That's the power of Hashpa. That's the power of giving someone a little bit of a taste of Torah, a little bit of a flavor of Torah, that deliciousness of Torah. It influences people. It has Hashpa on people. Okay? What I believe to be a powerful raya to this, my thought, that this young man gets credit, comes from the raya. Gemara says, where do we see Tekev L'Talmud Chacham is bracha? So Gemara has two rayas. One was from Potiphar, who recognized Yosef HaTzadik, that he gave a bracha. Somehow just bringing him into his house was exuded bracha. Which is interesting because he didn't bring him into his house to be mechabed a Talmud Chacham. He was a slave. He was working for him. But it happened anyway. It happens automatically. That's Torah. You don't have to do it l'shem shemayim. It still has an effect on that home. And Potiphar saw it. And he recognized it. But the Gemara has a different raya. That raya comes from Lavan. Lavan says, they use the word, Vayevarchuni Hashem Biglo Lecha. Hashem has blessed me because of you. So the Gemara has, where's the bracha that loved one saw? Some say because he saw a tremendous amount of growth of his sheep. He had more sheep than he had before, and he saw that it was attributed to Yaakov. Okay. Some say that he didn't have children. Gemara says, the Mepharshim say, I'm sorry, on the Gemara, would he have sent Rachel and Leah out to the well if he had sons? It's not right. Even a Russia like Lavan is not going to do that. Vaistois, he didn't have sons. Then it says later on that he had sons, and he knew that he didn't deserve sons, and the bracha that he got was only because of Yaakov. Let's stop for a minute. Lavan was mechabed Yaakov. He brought him into his home to extort, to trick, to destroy. He was Lavan as a Rami Oved Avi. He was vicious, evil incarnate. He did not have any good intentions. He did not have any goals other than just taking every ounce of that man's kochos and subverting them to try to destroy him. And he couldn't. Okay, but he saw, even though it says, the Pasuk says that, in fact, Pasuk says a fascinating thing. The Pasuk says that Lavan was that the Yad Bracha is Chiddush because we learn from Lavan, B'Glolecha, because he said these words, Motzasi chen b'einecha nichashti v'yavrochuni Hashem b'Glolecha. The words right before in the Pasuk, before it says v'yavrochuni Hashem b'Glolecha, nichashti. Rashi tells you, he used nichush, which is like a nachosh. He used connivory, he used sorcery to try to destroy Yaakov. He went and he tried to find ways to explain this bracha in other ways. Sorcery, all kinds of tricks. Nichashti, it was menache shoyisi. Nisisi benichush shali. Shayod chaboli bracha. I know and I see it. I have no way of contradicting what I know to be true. So let's go back. If a person tries to stop a Talmud Chacham and inadvertently and against his will helps him and he gets a bracha from that, imagine a kid who doesn't do anything, but he's not stopping it, but that Talmud Chacham somehow benefits from his existence by looking at him, by looking at the time passing by and seeing how fast it's going by. And I see Hashpah, a power of Hashpah, that just by watching you, by seeing you, by doing something to enhance Torah, it is such an incredibly profound bracha, because that's what Torah is. Torah is that bracha. It's the kilekach tov nosati lachem torasi al tozov. It's the beauty, the deliciousness, that delicious taste of Torah. Once you do something to enhance it, once you do something, even if it's not deliberate, or even if it's against your will, but somehow somebody benefits from you, that is what Torah is. That's the power of Hashpah. That's another level of Chiddush. As much as Lavan restricted, resisted, and he fought the positive consequences. Now, we know that he was machlif his schar aseres monim. He tricked him tens of times, thousands of times. We know that. That, I believe, Lavan is proof. Proof positive. The power of Torah. You see it in the yeshiva in Miami. You see the influence that it's had on a community that's not to be believed. You see it in the Talmidim. You see it in each individual that's learned in that place. You see it, Baruch Hashem, on the Rebbeim's faces and in the atmosphere surrounding it. You see it on these faces. I noticed some of the faces that look somewhat familiar, especially when I put my glasses on. But many, I don't remember, or if I do remember, without a mask, I can't recognize you. The bottom line is, Rabosai, anything we do for Torah, every second you sit in the base medrash, every second you give a guy chizuk to learn, watching you, observing you, mechabe Torah, to hold that pristine beauty in our hands and do something special. That's the power of Hashpah. That's the power of what we were blessed with. That Hashem give us, Bochar, Bon, Mikolo, Abim, Nosam, Mono, Torah, Hashem, as that words of truth. Mosai, you got to be dumb, deaf, and blind not to see the sheker in the world transforming the world in such horrible ways. We are the sole singular voice of MS and reason and sanity. We are it. In the world of billions of people, there's a handful of you. And to hold that sense of perspective of the beauty and the dignity of what we have is a tremendous source. So again, I started off and I said we're going to finish, which Baruch Hashem we are, more or less on time, which is not like me. You can tell when you tell I'm getting older. But I do want to open the floor for questions, and I do want to say one kapitel Tehillim, because some of you come out late. My brother Chaim, who had a son, at least one son that came to Miami, and Shlomo. Shlomo was there. And who? Natanael was there, right? Natanael was in Miami. Rafal Zev, Olav Shalom was in Miami. And Shlomo. And I don't know if Moshe was there. So the name is Chaim Tzvi Ben Chaya Toba. And you should have Fu Shlema. It's the person that's Mokhe Durabban, and he supports Torah, and he does a lot for Torah, and it should be a bracha for him. Any questions before we say Kapitel Chaf? Anybody has a Tehillim, would like to say Kapitel Chaf and be done by 9:30? Any questions? I'm happy to try to answer. If you'll have to unmute yourselves, Shruli, Yerachmiel, Ari, Aryeh.
Yeah, one quick question. Is there any... Do we have a hesber for why that movie?
That's what Torah is. You don't need a hesber.
Meaning, what's the, I guess, the justice system of me not doing anything and still, or me even trying to stop me from doing something and still.
Because that's what Torah is. Torah has that innate qualities of perfection. If somebody is brought closer to it, that inspires or that influences him. And if I helped in even any small way, what's a hesber? I'm not sure, let's be honest. But if you see, I try to stop it, I see it and it happens. So that, in other words, sometimes you can't give a hesber for something. That's the way Hashem, it's just knowing and understanding. But I think the hesber might be, that's why I brought this, right, Mordechai Zuckerman. It's like you have this magnetic power. That's what it is. I move it. I do something to it, it's going to influence its surroundings in a meaningful way. So if I'm a chabed it, or I'm a archo, I brought him into the home, I give him a little chizuk, that happens automatically. Take it. That's Torah. That's the power of Torah. Exact hesba, I don't know, but that's a good question. Yoni, see if you can draw a picture. Anybody else? Okay.